evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and a little bit later this evening, there's music to mark yesterday's autumn equinox, a couple of songs for Bruce Springsteen's birthday today, and some music in honor of Yom Kippur, which starts Tuesday at sundown. There's some very special music making to start the show with this evening. I'm in Wisconsin Public Radio's Buck Studio, one of the largest radio studios in the Midwest, and we needed the space because there's a dance band in the house with all kinds of wonderful instruments. The name of the group will give you a clue about the music. It's called Maritsa, after a river in Bulgaria. And the music? Well, they have a pretty catchy tagline. Balkan boogie, Romani romp, and klezmer cut-ups. Welcome, everyone. Well, why don't we start with some music right away? I'm looking at Pine Wilson, who has an accordion strapped on. And what would you like to start with, Pine?
We're going to start with a medley of Jewish tunes. The first one is Alla Breeder, All You Brothers. And then there's a couple of others, one of which is all about the rabbi dancing. So, and the third one is called Pretzels, Bublitschki.
All right. Thank you. That's full of exuberance. My guests on Simply Folk this evening, live, is a band called Maritza. That's M-A-R-I-T-Z-A. And how did the name, you mentioned it's named after a river in Bulgaria. How did that come about?
Well, since we started out playing a lot of Bulgarian and Macedonian music, we were looking for a catchy name with a beautiful sound, and a previous bass player helped me find that name, so seemed to suit.
It does. Have you been over to Eastern Europe to visit and listen to music?
Yes, I've been over to Bulgaria for dance festivals and to study accordion to some extent in Plovdiv in Bulgaria.
So what we're hearing is informed by the real thing.
We would hope so.
Well, I'm looking at five very accomplished female musicians. It's always wonderful to have that here in Simply Folk. Doesn't happen very often, I have to say. And have you all studied classically, or are some of you folk musicians or jazz, or what are your backgrounds?
Well, I think we all have a bit of different background. I started playing violin in a grade school and just played it through school and had lessons, and so trained classically, but then folk music kind of took me away. Sometimes I call myself an orchestra dropout, but I still love classical music, but I enjoy playing this much.
And we're talking to Anne Streufert, who is the violinist. She's a violin player today, but also plays viola and flute and percussion as needed for the band, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun.
And you're passing the mic to the bass player, Hannah Breckbill.
Yeah. I was trained classically on a number of different instruments, on violin, actually. But I fell in love with jazz bass playing. And this group has been my opportunity to keep playing bass. So it's a really fun switch over to folk music with really fun beats.
Oh, wonderful beats. And the music lends itself to a jazz style of bass playing. It sounds great.
Definitely improvisational. Yeah.
Yeah. Neat. And the mic's being handed over to Pine, who's got the accordion around her.
Yes. I haven't always played accordion. In fact, I wasn't really a big fan of Lawrence Welk type accordion music too much, but as a classical piano player when I was growing up. But it was through folk dance, Balkan folk dance, that I came around to wanting to learn the accordion.
And you play some other instruments with different names, unique names.
Well, yeah, some percussion instruments. There's a Middle Eastern drum called the tapan. It's a two-headed drum. And then the dumbek, to some extent, a Middle Eastern drum too, and some percussion.
Great. And you're handing the phone off to Elizabeth Fenanger. Did I say that correctly, Elizabeth?
Yeah, Fenanger.
Okay. And she's got a mandolin. She was playing the tambourine a little earlier and some other percussion.
Yeah, I'll play some guitar too. And I came to this music, I heard Maritza playing a little over 2 years ago, and was completely enamored with the music. I'd never heard these rhythms before, and for the life of me, I could not tap my foot to it at that moment, but I knew I wanted to give it a try, and I bought a CD and took it home and popped it in the player and gave it a try, and so I'm glad to be playing with this band. I grew up singing in choirs and playing a little mandolin, thanks to my dad, who traded in a hammer dulcimer and got a mandolin, and so I've yeah, I've been playing that since childhood.
Great. And then she's handing the mic off to Christine Jepson. Christine, yes, not Christina, it's Christine.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep. No, I've been playing clarinet since I was picked an instrument in junior high. My dad was the band director, and I guess maybe he had a hand in it. But
your dad was the band director?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're listening, Dad, credit. There you go. No, I play clarinet. It's the only thing I play with Maritza, aside from some percussion. But I enjoy the music because I'm using my ears a lot more. And much of this doesn't have a sheet to look at.
Right, you're off the sheet music, and you're playing by ear, by feel. Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, why don't we hear another piece? What would you like to do next?
We're going to play a piece called Arabertans, or Arabic dance. It's really part of the klezmer tradition.
All right. Maritza is the name of the band, live here on Wisconsin Public Radio, live on Simply Folk. Wonderful ending to that song. It was, does that translate to Arab dance? Okay, Arab dance. And it's a klezmer tune, right? Okay, we're listening to Maritza. They are based in Iowa. I think most of you are based in Iowa. How did you come together? Did this, has this band been around for a long time, Pine?
Since about 1998, and like I said, I was interested in the in Balkan dance, which I had done for a number of years before that, and sort of taught myself to play accordion over a certain amount of time. And then I had a dream to form a band, but I didn't really think it was going to happen. So, but I had a dream, and this current lineup is a fairly new lineup. I had a formerly, actually mostly gentlemen were in a band besides myself. So we just, I guess they just all appeared on the horizon at some point, and I recruited them and begged them to just listen and see if they liked it.
And it sounds like it came together very nicely. You said you found this music through Balkan folk dance. How did you find Balkan folk dance? Or what were your influences growing up? Were you listening to Eastern? Are you of Eastern European heritage?
No, not really. No, I just developed an interest in folk dancing a few years back, general folk dancing. And it turned out that I like to dance most to the music that I like the best. So if I love the music, it can make me want to get out there and dance to it. So I gradually learned by going to workshops to do that type of dance.
Boy, this is certainly toe-tapping kind of music. You can't help but move around when you hear it. It's just delightful. Now, you're playing some klezmer music, you're playing some Eastern European Balkan music, and you're also playing some Jewish music, and you mentioned Romani music as well. Is there a thread that ties these genres together?
I keep nodding my head on the radio here. Yes, there definitely is a thread through all of it. Yeah, as far as the harmonies, the rhythm, and the melodies, I would say so. In fact, our next tune, which is a Bulgarian tune, speaking of the crazy rhythms, this one is an example.
Does it go from one time signature to another and that sort of thing?
Well, technically it is alternating 7 with 11, but you don't notice it that way.
Uh-huh.
It adds up to 18 and you just feel it.
You just feel it. All right, let's feel it. Let's hear this next one. What's it called?
It's called Jove Male Mome.
A Bulgarian tune from the band Maritza. Stephanie Elkins, and if you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio, and my guests are live here in the studio, a band called Maritza, and we have bass and violin and accordion, guitar, mandolin, clarinet, and lots of percussion being handed off from person to person, depending on who has a couple of free hands to play. And that one was a Bulgarian tune, and boy, if you were listening, it was challenging to find that 7 and the 11. I imagine a little challenging to learn. Now, do you do your own arrangements? Do these come together kind of spontaneously, or how do you work up your arrangements and the tunes that you decide to do?
We do all of our own arrangements. A lot of it, I would say, it's not that I or someone else makes up all the arrangements ahead of time. They kind of evolve in our sessions together. And people get ideas, and we try them out, and that's sort of the way we've always done it. And not only that, but I did not only about the harmonies and instrumentation, but also maybe which percussion instruments to throw in or that kind of thing too.
Are you all based around Decorah, Iowa, or do you have to travel quite a ways to come and play together? Okay, Anne has the microphone now.
Well, we are all in the Decorah area, and many of us live in the country. I think we just have one townie at the moment. And so all in the Decorah area, so northeast Iowa.
So if you're out in the country, you can throw open the windows and sit out on the porch and make music to your heart's content, theoretically, not bother anybody. Actually, you might get a few cows or whatever. I don't know if you have any of that around. We certainly do around the country here.
Yeah, we definitely have plenty of bovine listeners.
Hannah, the bass player, is okay, you see, you have some bovine listeners when you're playing. Okay. Well, I find that they're very curious. You know, I've played out in the country, and you have cows across, you know, listening in and seeing what's going on. Well, I don't know if Balkan or klezmer music is any more appealing than any other, but it's nice to be able to play without those kinds of constraints. Just make music as loud as you want when you practice together. Do you typically play for dances?
This weekend we had the privilege of playing for some folk dancers in Eau Claire. But occasionally we just play, you know, in the corner of a coffee shop or a bar. And other times we get to play for big, exciting events.
Are there a lot of folk festivals and things like that?
Well, Decorah has Nordic Fest every year. Here, I'm putting a plug in for that. But it's a great festival, and it used to concentrate pretty much only on Scandinavian music, but now they even let us play there. So we play there every year, and there are other festivals. Art festivals often will feature live music, so we play at those, weddings, parties, anything we'll play for.
And do the people that dance, do they know Eastern European dancing, or are they just having fun and kicking their heels up however?
Pretty much free form having fun, except mm-hmm. there's one or two that might know a particular dance that we play, but otherwise it's just free form.
And Elizabeth says,
in Decorah that might be the case, but there is a community spread far and wide of people who know each one of these tunes has its own dance. And there you would be surprised. I went to the first Balkan dance event I went to. They put on music Friday afternoon, and it didn't stop till Sunday afternoon. Different song every few minutes, and dance after dance, hundreds of people flooded to the floor and knew these.
And knew all the steps for every single tune. Oh, neat. Neat. Do you see people that come dressed in native Eastern European clothes and things?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that happens. And before our time gets away from us, we'd love to play you another traditional Bulgarian dance tune.
Oh, we'd love to hear that.
It's
absolutely
called a pravo. There are many, many tunes that people dance the pravo to, which is a very basic dance with variations. And we play a pravo, and it's a lot of fun. So,
all right. Thank you. Beautiful. That's a Bulgarian tune called Pravo, performed by Maritza live here on Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. And many of these tunes are on your CDs, and I know you have a fairly new CD. I saw that that was recorded in La Crosse. That was just this past year, is that right?
Yes, it was towards the end of last year, and it's called Rekindled. And 4 out of 5 of us are on that CD. So it was rekindled because the band kind of became rekindled with all the new personnel, and also was taking up an older project which we had started a few years before and decided to finish it.
Great. It's a great CD. I've played it several times here on Simply Folk in the past. It's wonderful to hear the music live, though. And you say you have a mostly a kind of a summer season that's coming to the end, and this is kind of the finale of your performing season.
Yes, this weekend this is our third gig that we've played this weekend. So
that's a lot of gigs a weekend.
It's been fun. It's arranged our schedules. We were all able to travel here from Decorah together, and it worked out really well.
For information about your band and about your CD, the website is maritza.us, which is maritza.us, and I have put a link up to that on the Simply Folk Facebook page, so you just have to search for Simply Folk on WPR and you'll find a nice link and some information about Maritza. And that CD is available for sale on your website, I believe. Right.
And also at CD Baby.
And that's a wonderful resource for independent artists. Yeah. Well, thank you very, very much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And best of luck. I look forward to hearing what you're doing next.
Thanks so much, Stephanie, for having us.
Thank you.